This could be a very familiar situation for some of you. If you've been a student who was working student, if you would, there was this student who worked in an institution while completing his university degree. And he strived hard, worked hard, and tried to impress his boss, because he was hoping that after graduation he will be promoted, but instead he was terminated. Have you had that experience before? What would you do if the result is far different from your expectation or dream? You expect for something, but something happened. Well, we have a very similar situation here about expectation. The Lord Jesus compared the kingdom of God, a kingdom of heaven, to a parable of worker. You may remember this. Early in the morning, the vineyard owner went out and hired workers and promised them to pay a denarius for one day work, and the workers agreed. A denarius was the minimum wage at the time, and if we think about that, probably $10, $3. If we say $10 per hour, that would be $100 if 10 hours work, say $100 a day. And at 9 in the morning, he again went out and saw some people standing at the marketplace. "What are you doing here?" "Oh, nobody hired us." "Okay, go and work in my vineyard and I will pay you." And he went. At noon, he again went out and saw some still standing at the marketplace. "What are you doing? You're standing here all day long. Nobody want to hire us." "Okay, go and work in my vineyard and I will pay you." And they went and worked. At 3 and at the last hour, at 5 in the afternoon, before sunset, 1 hour before sunset, and he still finds a few. "What are you doing here? All day long you're standing." "Sir, nobody want to hire us." "Okay, go and work in my vineyard and I will pay you." And they went and go and work. And then at sunset, the owner ordered the foreman and said, "Okay, go ahead, call the workers and pay their wages, beginning from the last one hired, going to the first. And those who worked for 1 hour were given $100. And then those who worked for 3 hours were given $300 in the others. And the first who worked started from 6 in the morning, they were thinking, oh, they were given denarius, $100. And maybe the owner will give us, but they received similar, one denarius, or say $100. The same as the 1 hour job. And they grumbled and said, "Those who work just for 1 hour, you gave equal pay with us who work the whole day." And the vineyard owner responded in Matthew chapter 20, verse 13 to 15. Let's read this together. "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" Think about that. Think about that if you were the first who were hired at 6 in the morning, and you were seeing the last one who was hired, they were the ones given first. The last one will be the first. Do you feel envious when others seems to have more material blessing than you? you have that peace in your heart when you see others are progressing and you are very slow in your prosperity. Romans chapter 2 verse 11 teaches, let's read this together. God does not show favoritism. Let me have some comment on that. He does not show favoritism, but it did not say, I don't have favoritism, right? He does not show favoritism, but it did not say, wala siyang paborito, di ba? Meron siyang paborito, pero hindi niya pinapakita. Mangyari? Do you think about that? Well, the Lord Jesus blesses, it's not about favoritism, He blesses all He deems deserving of blessing. But how does God bless? The Lord Jesus declares in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, go back. Let's read. Blessed are, rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Obedience to God, the Lord's command and blessing. These are inseparable twin. They go together. If you obey, there's blessing. If you expect blessing, you got to obey. You cannot have blessing without obedience. Of course, only by faith we can truly obey the Lord with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. I can't obey with this faith, little faith. The more we increase in our faith, the more we have willingness in obeying Him. And of course, the more we have increased our faith, the more empowerment the Holy Spirit we experience. And when Christ prevails and when He performs His Lordship, we can ask, Lord, You will be my Lord. But if you don't allow Him to be my Lord, He is not Lord. Kind of like boss, your employer, your boss. You call him boss, but you don't allow him to be the boss, to boss you. Magiging boss eh, right? Boss, boss. Huwag naman ganyan, boss. You want to dictate your boss. You complain about your boss. He is not the boss. Lord, if we say the Lord, we let Him do His Lordship. That is what it means to have Christ as Lord. We obey Him. If we complain, we are the complainant. We are not allowing Him to be the boss. Is it bad to complain before God? Yes, it is not very good. Why? Because it shows little faith. If we have faith, we don't complain. Why? Because we know that the Lord knows the best for us. That is faith. If we complain before God, it means we just question His Lordship, His all-knowing, His power, His knowledge. Why do we complain? That's our human nature to complain. When we complain, we don't allow Christ to be the Lord of our life. We allow our human sinful nature to be the Lord of our life. So when Christ prevails, when He performs His Lordship, blessings are given for sure. And that was exactly what the Lord Jesus instructed in Matthew chapter 6, verse 32-33. Let's read this. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Do you believe that the Lord knows that you need them? If we don't believe, you complain. We complain when we don't believe. So we need to have increase of faith to believe, to trust. In that, to seek His kingdom is to allow the Lordship of Christ to prevail in us. So how do we know that Christ prevails in us? His righteousness is our lifestyle. That His righteousness dictates our lifestyle, not what we want, what we think right is right. His righteousness, that is the guideline of our lifestyle. And all these things will be given to you as well. Of course, at first we might think that all things is only the material things. But blessing is not limited to material things. Anything that brings supreme happiness, not just happiness, supreme happiness, happiness that extends from this moment. It extends in a little while, extends tomorrow. That's the supreme happiness. That's the blessing. Anything that brings supreme happiness or gladness of the heart is blessing. Our life, does it make you happy that you wake up this morning alive? Do you ever think about that? It's great to think about that. Wow, Lord, nagising ako, hindi ako binangungot. Safety, you came here. You hear about accident, especially this snow, very slippery. Health, of course, many of us have problem with health, but still we can say overall I'm fine. Job, well, if you are looking for a job, maybe it's tough for you to say thank you, Lord. But when you thank God while looking for a job, you expect Him that He had already prepared a very good job, especially for you. Family. I am a single person. Well, you have the church family. Relatives. Do you have relatives in Canada? Some of you have many. But it's good. The Lord Jesus, the Lord promised you that if we follow Him, He will give you more than what you have before. In here I say, for me, if I would say, most of the people in our hometown are my relatives and extended relatives. But here I truly find relatives, good relatives, great relatives. Friends, neighbors, do you feel blessed of your neighbor? Kahit maingay sila. Classmates, it's not good to be in a classroom you're alone with the teacher or alone in your cubicle. Home, do you have home? Not necessarily house. You can be in an apartment or condominium. Circumstances, all things that we need to live a godly life, wisdom and behavior, those are all blessings from the Lord. We can count them one by one. Have you ever count how much blessing you have received? Can you accept that the Lord gave them to you? If you think about your blessing, can you accept this is from the Lord? This is from the Lord. How much gratitude do you have in you? Now, when Israel declared a blessing for the sons of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim, Joseph did not get it, did not understand. Joseph tried to reverse his father's decision. But let's read again verse 17 and 18. When Joseph saw his father placing his right hand on Ephraim's head, he was displeased, so he took hold of his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to him, "No, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head." Joseph reversed that hand of his father. Joseph wanted the firstborn, Manasseh, to have more blessing. And he may have believed that the right hand of his father bestows more blessing than the left hand of his father. See, his concept about blessing was that the firstborn should have more blessing than the second or the next born son. Interestingly, Joseph himself was not the firstborn. Hindi siya po yung unang anak ni Israel, ni Jacob, and yet he received double portion of inheritance instead of the dito ay nakahanda para sa mga firstborn sons. When Joseph tried to reverse that blessing of his father Israel, did he assume that his father was just mistaken, or because his eyes was weak, his eyesight was weak? Or did he assume that it's not proper for the younger son to have more blessing than his older son? But why did Israel insist that he did what was right? No, my son, I know. Was it God's will for Joseph's son? The desire of Joseph to reverse his father's decision, this may represent our human instinct to repair, to make adjustment, whatever God has done, whatever God has created. Modernization is what you call repair of what has been. Are you easily satisfied with your new circumstances? When God put you in situation, and you're there for few years, and I don't like this. When I live in Baguio City, the first 5 years of living in Baguio City, I didn't like it because it's so cold. But after 5 years, I feel like, oh, I love this place. Similar when we were in Canada. We have been in Baguio City for half of my life, and viewing the terrain, the rolling hills, hilly mountain, going up and down, and so many pine tree out there. And the weather is good, the weather is great, not so hot, not so cold. When we came to Winnipeg, wow, I feel like it's so boring kind of place. Why? It's so flat. So flat. You drive on the Manitoba roads for many hours and still just trying to be alert and doing nothing. It's so boring at first. It takes me few years, maybe 5 years too, before I appreciate this place. And that's how we are as humans. Maybe some of you have easily adjusted in this place, but not everyone have the same kind of adjustment. We don't like to do things that others decided for us. We like to do things that we ourselves have decided to do, right? Ayaw nating madiktahan. We want to have our anong tawag doon? Independence. Authority. Autonomy. We plan for things. We want to do this and to do that, but we cannot control things. We cannot control the result of our plan. Have you ever wondered why was it that modern technology or high technology like computers, cell phones, internet, modern civilization if you would, did not occur in the Bible times? Bakit hindi nangyari yon? Do you think that people now are wiser than people before? But how many people in this generation live 130? Jacob lived 147 years old. We live shorter lives because the Lord declared, of course. In this time, traveling has become faster. In the Bible times, they walk. If they have money, perhaps they ride a donkey or have chariots. Communication has become faster. But we think that we can communicate with people on the other side of the world, but the person next to you, you are so far. You are so near, yet you're so far, right? I usually joke when we are on the table with as a family, and everyone is taking their cell phone while eating, texting or something, or playing or something. And then I was thinking, where can I buy that old Olympia typewriter so that I may have also my own thing, something like that, just for kidding. Truly, even food preparation has become faster. Drive-through. Have you ever gone to drive-through and then drink of that coffee and kaslamot arasaw Ilocano din eh. Para namang pinaghugasan ng bigas yung iniinom mo. Have you ever experienced that? I had once, but we are already about few kilometers away, so never mind. Next time when you buy, try to taste it first and say and return it if it's not good for you. Now, others are tempted to grow faster with their muscle. Lately, I read somebody, a young person, who injected something in his muscle so that he can grow bigger muscle, and then it killed. It says they had operation in his bicep, and they took at least 3 pounds of muscle, dead muscle, from his biceps. Yeah, that's how many bodybuilders are doing. They inject something to make their muscle grow faster. Yet, we cannot force. What should we do to force ourselves grow faster in our spirituality? Why can't we grow faster in our spirituality? Someone said that many people missed out their blessing because they decide to settle for a microwave dinner instead of waiting on the feast God prepared. Ayan, yung sinabi ko dito sa likod. People missed out on their blessing because they decide to settle for a microwave dinner instead of waiting on the feast God has prepared for them. Did you know that? Why one of the fruit of the Spirit is patience? Patience, this is a practical proof that Christ's Spirit is at work in our life as believers. To wait upon the Lord's right timing in giving His blessing. God wants to bless us, but He has His right timing. So learn to wait upon the Lord. The Lord says in Psalms 46 verse 10, let's read this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. Well, it's great when things happen, when we acquire things in our timeline. This is my timeline. In 5 years, this is my goal. In 10 years, this is my goal. In 15 years, this is my goal. We are used to that kind of mindset because the world, the business world, say that this is what you do. So when you are applying for work, what is your goal? What is your short-term goal, mid-term goal, your long-term goal, something like that. And we think that is biblical. It's not. Our goal is to be like Christ. And whatever we do, make sure that we live a godly life and grow into more like the Lord Jesus in His nature. It's godly attitude to wait upon the Lord. that the Lord would exalt His name in and through us. We cannot force Him to make us grow faster in our spirituality. We trust the will of the Lord is best for us. So waiting upon the Lord's godly timing, it exhibits faith in Him. So if we can wait, means your faith is active. The Lord Jesus says, Luke 16:15, let's read this together. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight. Let's read that again. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight. What does that mean? What does it mean? Anything we prioritize more than obedience to the Lord is not pleasant to Him. Paano, Pastor? I heard many people would say, what if my son would participate in a basketball? You know that basketball? And it's their championship game. And it's Sunday. Would I not go and support him? Or would I come to church? What would you do? It says, what people value highly is detestable in God's sight. Think about that. Anything we prioritize more than obedience to the Lord is not pleasant to Him. But I can worship Him even at basketball. Are you sure? Baka pag natalo yung anak mo, nagmumura ka doon. Faith in Christ is practically manifested in confidence that the Lord does what is best for us in His godly timing, timeline, His timeline. And we are thankful for everything. We are thankful in all circumstances. And that the Lord, we believe, He allows them for us to have or achieve. Apostle Paul testifies in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. Let's read this together. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Are you satisfied that your car is second hand? But Pastor, I want also to have new car. Yes, good. It is good to have new car if you have money. The Lord does not say, oh, don't buy new cars. No, He doesn't say that. You can buy a new car. But what He's saying is, right now, are you satisfied with your situation? Oh, gusto ko rin malaking bahay, Pastor. Oh, yeah, very nice. Kung mayroon kang panahon na maglinis, it's not good na malaking bahay mo, hindi mo naman nalilinisan, right? It's better na maliit, malinisan mo. Eh, kung maliit na, hindi mo pa nalilinisan, that's another story, right? We can agree that blessings include material abundance and social status. People would love to have a lot of followers in their social media. Lots of thumbs up. Do you feel good? And you're expecting your friend to thumbs up your profile update and he didn't, or she didn't. And you feel bad, oh, si ganito, hindi man lang nag-thumbs up sa akin. See? We praise God, we thank God. If we have those things, but when the Lord allows our relatives or even us to get sick, can you thank God? When relatives or loved ones are involved in accident or misfortune, can we thank God? can we still count them as blessing? Apostle Paul testified that he discovered the secret of contentment, whether in plenty or in need, not through his strength. He said, I can do all this through Christ who gives me strength. It comes from the Lord. That contentment comes from the Lord. If we are not contented with what we have, it means our human nature is prevailing in us. It's not the Lord who is prevailing in us. But when the Lord prevails in us, whatever our situation would be, manalo ka man, matalo ka man sa basketball, talo kami kapon, okay pa rin, ya? Talo kami kasi andun ako. Marami akong shot, walang napasok. We may or may not let Christ perform His Lordship in us. It does not exempt us from pains and difficulties common to mankind. Most often, we want to get out of life's storm immediately. When storm strikes, you want to get out of that storm immediately. We want to reverse our situation. We want to undo what God allows us to be into, involved in. Similarly, Joseph tried to reverse the blessing of his father. His father gave to Ephraim and Manasseh. Why? He did not readily understand why his father wanted to bless the younger Ephraim more than the older Manasseh. And he assumed that his father was mistaken. But Israel refused to do what Joseph suggested. Let's read again verse 19 to 20. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He too will become a people. He too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother will become greater than he, and his descendants will become a group of nations. He blessed them that day and said, in your name will Israel pronounce this blessing. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. So he put Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. Jacob, or Israel, decided to put Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. It was his choice. Was it also God's plan? Possibly, in that situation, we can picture that Israel was the picture of the Lord who knows which person he would prefer to bless more. This is not to prove that God has favoritism, or say, oh, I can use that to prove that God has favoritism. Well, no, instead, it represents the authority, it represents the freedom, it represents the power of the Almighty God who designed what He knew to be the best for His people. What is great for His people. We recall in Genesis chapter 41, verse 51 and 52. Let's read this. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, it is because God has made me forget all my troubles and all my father's household. The second he named Ephraim and said, it is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Joseph acknowledged that God, in all those troubles and in all these successes, God was involved. That Hebrew name, Manasseh, means cause to forget. It was God who caused to forget his troubles. And Ephraim means twice or double fruitful. That's a very good name. Twice fruitful or double fruitful, because success in Egypt, and Joseph saw that as God's work. Joseph gave names to his son, but he didn't decide who would be the first child. Would the second child, if he came out first, would he name Manasseh or Ephraim? No, it was his privilege to name his children, but it was God who decided who would be first and who would be second child. And like most parents, Joseph desired to have healthy children. When my wife was pregnant, I was thinking about, will my child born with a physical deficiency No, kaya kung mas maliit ang isang niyang tainga, I have a neighbor who, a near relative who has a smaller ear, and our playmates would keep on teasing him because of that smaller ear, something like that. And of course, how many parents are thankful to have children with special needs? Would you be thankful? Oh, I thank my son had autism. I thank my son had ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. I thank my daughter had a bipolar disorder. Do you do that? Well, have you heard about Red, White, and Brew? Red, White, and Brew Coffee Shop. Red, White, and Brew Coffee Shop. How it started? The owner of Red, White, and Brew Coffee Shop, named Michael Quine, he is a person with autism. People with autism have difficulty responding conventionally to people and action. Maybe they are late. When you say, if they were watching basketball, for example, and their favorite team had won, they may be staring, and then after everyone has stopped clapping, and that's when he started to clap. Why are you clapping? Well, our team won. Well, what? Parang ganon. And they have difficulty responding with their action. Kumbaga, they can react, but not very quickly, and have limited use of communication in social interaction. And perhaps you expect them to be very joyful, but not very joyful when you see them, because they just very late in responding. Although they want to respond quickly, but they cannot, as they have that kind of difficulties or problem. Michael Coyne, the owner of Red, White, and Brew, lives with autism, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and bipolar disorder. Kalain mo, meron kang anak, tatlo ka agad yung mental disorder niya na that he suffered. That would be very tough for parents to say. He said, as soon as I turned 21 and applied for a job, they didn't hire me, he said. They didn't hire me. He's athletic, but he had that ADHD. And he had that attention deficit disorder. Attention deficit disorder, they always want to, kind of like your children. You are doing something, doing your homework, doing your work. Dad. Wait. I just want to finish. Dad. Gusto mo kagad pansinin. Kind of like. Or bipolar. He said, they didn't hire me. And after several attempts at employment, he grew tired of being told no. And one thing good is that he used that constant rejection as motivation to make a living on his own terms. So, with the help of his parents, he started his own business, Red, White, and Brew Coffee Shop. I tried to search for the website of it and the Facebook data. And they really have good product in there. His mother said, he hopes that this business model can help open doors for individuals with similar challenges in life who may be struggling to find employment. So if you cannot find that employment you are wishing, it could be that the Lord is preparing something good for you. You may have been rejected at one point. So pray, ask God, Lord, give me wisdom, give me revelation so that you may know how you may face challenges. And many times, God prevents us to pursue our dreams. Lord, this is my dream, this is my dream. And I dream to be somebody someday. I don't want to be somebody someday. But his plan is far better than our plans. That is by faith that we believe that his plan is better than our plans. The Lord would surely redirect our path to his plan. It says in Proverbs 16, verse 9, let's read this together. Go back. In their hearts, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Once again. In their hearts, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Now, Joseph tried to reverse what his father had done, but Israel refused. Why? Israel believed that the blessing he was bestowing to his grandsons comes from the Lord, that it shouldn't be reversed. What he decided to bless Ephraim more than Manasseh, and he thought that it was from the Lord. Anyway, Israel sensed that he was about to die, so he reaffirmed that Joseph would certainly receive double portion of inheritance in the promised land. Let's read again verse 21 and 22. Then Israel said to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you and take you back to the land of your fathers. And to you, I give one more ridge of land than to your brothers. The ridge I took from the Ammonites with my sword and my bow. Now, what is a ridge? Ridges are a long, narrow elevation, hilltop, mountain range, or watershed. Can you give me that slide if you have something like that? So that's kind of ridge. Mountain top. Israel conquered the Amorites and took their land and gave. I don't know if that was the ridge, but similar to that, and give it to Joseph as inheritance. And eventually, that ridge, the descendants of Joseph live in the same land. And it may have been very strategic, if you think about it. It's been very strategic to pasture their sheep and build their city, because it's on top of the hill, and they can easily see enemies from down if somebody would attack them. And Israel reaffirmed that Joseph will get one more ridge of land more than his brothers. So at that moment, Joseph reaffirmed that he would have double portion of inheritance. Now, do you think Israel declared the inheritance of Joseph secretly? Joseph, come here. I will tell you this. You will get one more ridge, okay? Did he whisper it? I don't think so. Did Israel's other son and our maybe grandson listen while he blessed the sons of Joseph? Probably. Have you ever heard siblings quarrel because of inheritance? Many. Would you go to court? Would you appeal your case if you feel like you're treated unfairly? Now, the life of Joseph teaches us that sometimes God allows us to be at the receiving end or to be treated unfairly, to teach, to train, and to prepare us for our betterment. Maybe at your work you feel like your boss so mean to you, or your office mates, the older ones, the senior ones, try to make fun of you, and like a fraternity hazing, something like that. Why would God allow that to happen? Joseph had been treated harshly by his cruel brothers. He was imprisoned too because of false accusation. Remember that. But he continued to trust that his troubles were essential to God's design for him. And the time was ripe. Joseph became ruler of Egypt. And we always see that as kind of story plot for people of God in the Bible. If you were to choose a leader, how do you choose? Well, ito na lang yun, magaling magsalita, yan na lang ang magiging leader natin. Oh, ito na lang kasi mas maporma siya kaysa sa akin. The Lord instructed the prophet Samuel to anoint one of the sons of Jesse as the next king of Israel. Jesse had 8 sons. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, so Samuel went and Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Possibly, Eliab, the oldest son of Jesse, was very tall, taller than his younger brothers. And together with his two brothers, they served in the army of King Saul. So one can easily imagine that they have strong, physical, healthy appearance, just like many soldiers in our generation. If you know about the SEAL, Navy SEAL of the U.S., sometimes something like that, and they are very, very healthy or quick, agile, and strong, and they are also bright, talented. And yet the Lord did not choose the older siblings of Joseph. And like many teenagers, David at the time was young, and there's no muscular body, you could say, a frail body, at the time when the Lord chose him as king of Israel. Why would not God choose the taller, the experienced Eliab? And why choose the smaller one, the frail one, David, who had no experience, and his brothers would say, oh, that kind of body is only good for tending the flocks and not even good for being a soldier. He may not even know how to hold a sword or a spear or a shield. And truly, that was David. And his brother Eliab disregarded his ability. He despised him. No, what are you doing here? The Israelites went to war against the Philistines. There was the time of Goliath. And their father, Jesse, instructed David, oh, David, can you bring this food for your food supply to your brothers? And David delivered the food supply to his brothers. But when he was there, he heard Goliath challenging the Israelites. And then everyone were trying to hide, not to show their souls to Goliath, and they were so scared. Everyone was scared. Every Israelite soldier was scared. So David went to the men. What would happen if somebody would kill that proud Goliath? And they told him the king would give his daughter to be the wife of the one who would kill that Goliath. And then his older brother, Eliab, heard that David was so curious. And let's read this. 1 Samuel chapter 17, 28. When Eliab, David's older brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are, how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle. Now that was what Eliab thought about his younger brother, that he was only there just to maybe be a cheerleader or something. It was also possible that Eliab was so concerned that his younger brother might be in danger, so he will be accounted for, and their father might papaloyin siya. I don't know. Dahil hindi pinabayaan niya yung batang kapatid. I don't know if that was what he was thinking. But like other Israelite soldiers, they had done nothing against Goliath. They were so scared. And Eliab thought that it was out of curiosity that David inquired about the giant. And he thought, oh, he was even more concerned about the sheep that was nice. That was good. He was concerned about the sheep, few sheep that David left. But that very day, when every Israelite soldier was scared, David defeated the giant Goliath. And that day, the Lord reaffirmed that David was the right person to be the next king of Israel. It's not the strong older brother who was scared. Next king. Oh, big muscle, tall, but he was scared to face the giant Goliath. That cannot be. The Lord knows. Many times we assume that others are more blessed because of their physical appearance. Oh, ganun sana ako katangkad. Ganun sana kalaki ang aking katawan. Ganun sana kagwapo. Tall, dark, and never mind. We dream to be like those popular, talented individuals. The movie stars, something like that. Most often, we feel helpless. Indeed, God have great plan for helplessness. Anong plano ng Panginoon? Why He allows us to be helpless? It says in Isaiah 53, verse 2 to 6, this is about the Lord. Isaiah wrote about the Lord. Let's read together. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him. Nothing in His appearance that we should desire Him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, He was despised, and we held Him in low esteem. Surely He took our pain and bore our suffering, yet we consider Him punished by God, stricken by Him, and afflicted. Verse 5, He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that He brought us peace was on Him, and by His wound we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. The Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. When we lighted the blue candle, a green candle, it symbolized hope. When we lighted the blue candle, it symbolized peace. The Lord gave us that peace when we accepted Him as Christ. Think about that for a moment. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior Jesus Christ, He personally experienced mockery, pain, and difficulties. The Lord took all our iniquity, our suffering and pain, and nailed them on the cross. Yet, why is it that we still feel pain? Why is it that we still suffer, feel suffering? If they are taken and nailed with Christ on the cross, bakit po? Because it's by faith that such truth become reality in our life. How could that be? We feel the pain, we feel that suffering if we are focused upon ourselves. But despite of pain and suffering, we can still have joy, peace, we can still have patience and self-control when the Spirit of Christ bears fruit in us. By faith, we let Christ reign and prevail in us. Apostle Paul testified in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30. Let's read this together. Been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I have received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily pressure of my concern for all churches. Who is weak and I don't feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that shows my weakness. The Lord Jesus decreed that disciples should expect persecution. We expect, but we should not fear about that. We should allow Him to prevail in us. Why would Christ allow us to be persecuted, similar to the experience of Paul? Do you normally thank God in all circumstances for everything you've got? If that happens, then Christ is prevailing in your heart. Can you persevere and still have joy, still have that peace and patience despite of not so pleasant situation? Be still, relax, trust, and know that God is at work in you. Remember that the Lord Jesus decreed in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Let's read together. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. You want to be blessed? You want to be blessed? We can obey the Lord when we allow Christ to reign and prevail in us. So pray and ask the Lord to have increasing faith to enable you to submit to Christ as Lord in practical ways. And remember, obedience to the Lord's command and His blessings, these are inseparable twins. Shall we pray?